From the Sky News Centre at 1, it's been revealed a British aid worker killed in Afghanistan may have died as a result of a US rescuer's grenade.
It had been believed
Linda Norgrove was murdered by her captors during an operation to save her. David Cameron says there'll be a full investigation into what happened, but the Prime Minister's defended the decision to mount a rescue attempt.
I am clear that Linda's life was in grave danger from the moment she was taken. Those on the ground and in London feared that she was going to be passed up the terrorist chain, which would increase further the already high risk that she would be killed.
There are worries about a new scheme to try and get people on incapacity benefit back to work. Long-term claimants in the Burnley and Aberdeen areas are taking part in a pilot project to decide if they're fit enough to take on jobs. Susan Conroy took ages to get back into work after suffering from mental health problems. She worries about the reforms.
There are so few jobs available. If I was in that circumstance, maybe looking at somebody's CV, think, well, this person's been off work for 5 years. Perhaps we'll not interview them.
The victims of the 7/7 London bombings were murdered in acts of mindless savagery. That's how Hugo Keith QC has opened the inquest into their deaths more than 5 years after the attacks. The hearing started with a minute's silence for the 52 people who died. George Michael's been released from prison after serving half of his 8-week sentence for crashing his Range Rover while high on cannabis. The singer's left High Point Prison in Suffolk. Sport and Darren Bent has been ruled out of England's Euro 2012 qualifier against Montenegro tomorrow night after suffering a groin injury. Meanwhile, manager Fabio Capello has confirmed that Rio Ferdinand will captain the side. And the Queen will officially name the new liner Queen Elizabeth in Southampton later. The 92,000-tonne Cunard ship is the third to bear the Queen Elizabeth name. She's due off on her maiden voyage tomorrow. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
This is a public service announcement.
Non-chart and experimental music can be mentally challenging. If you're of a fragile disposition, please do not listen to our John Peel Day. BCFM's John Peel Day, Monday the 11th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Keeping it real, keeping it Peel.
BCFM's John Peel Day, Monday the 11th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Keeping it real, keeping it Peel.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
And welcome to Stephen Roof. Oh no, not yet. A little bit of John Lennon there on our John Peel. Great start. We've had the mics up over the news and welcome to our John Peel with Stephen Roof. But we will get better, or maybe not. Okay, on today's show, now we've got your mic up. Thank you for Pashima for phoning in and saying, Steve, you've got all the mics up. Everybody can hear about you talking about getting chairs into the studio and stuff.
Well, at least they know something's happening, don't they?
And it's live radio.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Getting chairs into the studio means something, doesn't it, Steve?
It means we have special guests performing live in the studio very shortly on our John Peel show.
Indeed we do.
Who do we have?
We have Patrick Duff and Alex Lee, formerly of Strange Love, and they've come in to play some music for us today because they did a couple of John Peel sessions back in the 90s, and they're going to play some music for us and give us a little bit of chat about their meeting with John Peel.
Yes, indeed. And in the second part of the show, Caroline Martin's coming in. Caroline, a local musician who did numerous John Peel sessions. He was a big fan of Caroline. So Caroline's coming in to have a chat with us and play live in the studio as well. So lots of live music and lots of great music we're going to play throughout the show on John Peel Day on BCFM Radio. We're going to start off with some Lonnie Donegan. Shall we say why before or after?
Well, we can say why before now, if you like. It's Lonnie Donegan was one of John's probably earliest influences. When he was about 17, he heard Lonnie for the first time, which kind of blew him away. It was just something so completely different from anything that he'd heard before. And he just loved Lonnie Donegan all his life. And, well, we'll get to that, but he did end up sort of singing a bit of a duo with Lonnie Donegan kind of some days just before Lonnie died, which, you know, kind of, he was quite an emotional person, John Peel, I gather, and I think it really touched him. So what are we playing? What track is this? We're going to be playing
Lonnie Donegan, yeah, and Rock Island Line.
Now this is a story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line is a railroad line and it runs down into New Orleans. Just outside of New Orleans is a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, why, you gotta pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board, then they okay, and they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. And right now, we see a train, she's coming on down the line, and when she get up near to the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver, he wanna know what he got on board. So he say, what you got on board there, boy? And the driver, he sing right on back down the depot agent, tell him what he got on board. Got the way he sing. I got sheep, I got cows, I got horses, I got pigs, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, he say, you all right then, boy, you don't have to pay me nothing, just get him on through. So the train go through the toll gate, and as he go through, he got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when he sees me on the other side of the toll gate, the driver shout back down the line to the man. Of course, you don't care what he say now, going home and going down the Rock Island Line. So he said, but I fooled you, I fooled you, I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all. Going down the Rock Island Line, yes, yes, she's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah.
Love it. Lonnie Donegan and Rock Island Line. You're listening to Stephen Roof on John Peel Day on BCFM Radio. Big thank you to Andrew and Clive, who presented the last 2 hours. And especially, I loved their interview with Michael Eavis, who didn't have too many good things to say about John Peel, did he?
I missed that bit. I just heard the beginning of their show, but yeah.
But why? I thought that was a great informative show. So well done, guys. They're still there and we're give a little wave to him outside. And also DJ Spungold, who started off BCFM's Day of John Peel. Lots and lots of music, John Peel shows to come right through to, I do believe, 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
But our show is about, we've been reading John's autobiography, haven't we?
We have, yes.
we have.
A bit, yes. No, we have. We have been reading it. And it's a brilliant read, actually. I'd really recommend it just as a fun book, especially the bit that he wrote, because he got halfway through it and then unfortunately died. But it's just written so well. It's kind of comes across very much the way he came across on radio, which is just very natural, very almost stream of consciousness. He just writes very fluidly, chatting about this and that, and interchanges things as he goes along. But it's a great read, full of good laughs. And
it comes over natural, just like we do at the beginning of the show. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, faults, warts and all.
Anyway, we're going to play another Lonnie Donegan track.
We are, yes. We're going to play, which one are we going to play? Lost John. This is the one that he sang a little bit of with John Peel just before he died. So
just a few days before Lonnie Donegan died, John Peel was a big friend and fan of Lonnie Donegan all through his career. And he went virtually to his deathbed, and Lonnie Donegan could still talk just about. And she said, "Let's have a sing, John." Mm. So they sang a few lines of this song that John Peel mentions in his autobiography, which is called Margrave of the Marshes.
The Marshes, yes. And don't ask me why. I haven't actually been able to work that one out.
Don't ask me why either, no.
No. Well, maybe someone in the John Peel Day will reveal that secret. Yes. Probably they will.
Or maybe you might know, and you can send an email to studio@bcfm.org.uk. But here is Lonnie Donegan and Lost John.
Now this year's a story about an escaped convict called Long Gone Lost John. It's got a nice chorus, so if anybody want to join in, hear the way it goes. Sing them for them, boys.
Yeah.
Now he's long, long, long gone. Real nice. Now he's long, long, long gone. Hear what happened to him. Now Lost John was standing by the railroad track, awaiting for the freight train to come back. Train come back and never made no stop. Lost John thought he'd have to ride the top. Now he's long, long, long gone.
That boy.
Now he's long, long, long gone.
Yeah.
Now Lost John came into a country woman's house. Sat there as quiet, just as quiet as a mouse. Said, "Mr. Lost John, be my friend. Be my friend until the end. Cause I'm long." Long, long gone. Hey, long, long, long gone. Now she said, "Lost John, have some beer. I'll send for the porter and I'll bring it here." He said, "Now woman, don't you buy no beer. The cops is on my trail and they'll soon be here." And I'm long, long, long gone. Ain't lost John Gwine. Now he's long, long, long gone. Hey, long, long, long gone. And they caught Lost John, put him in the pen. The summer's been a gone and now he's out again. If anybody asks you who sung the song, tell him Lonnie Donegan been here and gone. And long, long.
Lonnie Donegan for you there, and a track called Lost John. You're listening to Stephen Roof on BCFM's Bristol community radio station 93.2, and it's John Peel Day. We're going to play some Captain Beefheart next, aren't we? You've got something to mention about
About Captain Beefheart. I was going to mention about Lonnie Donegan as well.
Oh, carry on.
Just
then.
The last little thing was that I hadn't heard of Lonnie Donegan before, or I didn't think I had, but of course he's the guy who sang "Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight?" And I think everyone knows that one. So, but he's brilliant, so...
Yes, indeed. Now, Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, that's the next.
We've got notes. We've been reading John's autobiography that he started and was finished off by his family, and especially his wife, Sheila, because he wrote half of it, then he sadly passed away. But he does mention the captain in there. He went on a car journey with him.
Yes, they had quite a good relationship. They were really good mates over the course of John's career, really. Every now and then, Captain Beefheart would give him a ring and they'd have a nice chat and pick up from where they left off. And back in 67, Captain Beefheart came over to London and John drove him around and they went off up to some place in Kidderminster where Captain Beefheart was going to be playing. And it was a place called Frank Freeman's School of Dancing. And one of the guys in the band said, "Oh, that's a really cool name for a club." And John sort of said, "Well, no, actually, it is a school of dancing and it's run by a guy called Frank Freeman." I thought that was quite a funny little quote. And also, a bit later on, Captain Beefheart had kind of, as they were driving around, he said to John, "Can you just pull over a bit? I need to get out and listen to the trees." And John kind of thought, right, okay. But because he knew him so well and knew that he was kind of this very idiosyncratic kind of person, that was okay, you know, so he did.
So we're going to play Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, The Floppy Boot Stomp.
Mm-hmm. The floppy boot stomp down into the ground. The farmer screams and blew the sky off the mountains. Eye sockets look down on the chestbone meadows. And the sun dropped down and the moon ran off. His heels and elbows paved as chalk. And all the comets collided through the dust. Fear they be seen. In the sky turned white in the middle of the night. In the sky turned white in the middle of the night. And the big floppy boots stomped down into the ground. And the red violin took the bow for to do the hoodoo hold down. And the red violin took the bow. Hold down. The farmer jumped in a circle and flung his chalk right down. Do shit do, the devil show. Drop off his horns and sit them down the road through the fog. And the farmer's floppy boots stomp down. Red tail screamed, hot leg kicked, and the fire leaped and licked. Red tail screamed, hot leg kicked, and the fire leaped and licked. And when the boot came up, the fire went out, and hell was just an ice cube melting off of the ground. And the boat caught down for to do the hoot to hold down. And the boat caught down for to do the hoot to the devil hold down. And the boat caught down for to do the hoot to the devil hold down. Through the fog hung in the hollow, standing at the crossroads, with that bunged up bandage, broken bone, it fell in the wrong circle. He had a sore red tail, once went red, now was pale. Feet four, five, found he was summoned up from hell, booted down a spell by a square dancing farmer, by a square dancing farmer. Well, that old bum was sticking out his thumb when the farmer drew up, said, "Listen, son," and the horse compared his hooves. "If you fall in my circle again, I'll tan you red hide and dance you on your tail and pitch you from now to now, pitch you from now to now." And the hot leg kicked and the fire leaped and lit. And the hot leg kicked and the fire leaped and lit. And the hot leg kicked and the fire just leaped and lit.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
So that was Captain Beefheart playing the floppy boot stomp. And you're listening to the John Peel Day here on BCFM with Stephen Ruth. And we've got a couple of guests in the studio today who have done a couple of sessions with John Peel, and that is Patrick Duff and Alex Lee from the former Strange Love, and they're now in their own guise. But so they're here today with us, and welcome. Thank
Hello.
You.
Hi.
Hi, thanks very much for coming. It's really great to have you here today.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, pleasure
Thank you.
To be here.
Good.
And nice to hear Captain Beefheart on community radio.
Isn't
yeah.
it great? I know, isn't he just the man? Okay, so you're going to play a couple of tracks for us, but you're going to start out with the first one. What's that one?
Snakes, it's called.
Snakes,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we did this at a John Peel session in 1992,
mm-hmm.
so we thought we'd unearth it again for you now.
Okay, great, good.
Yeah, we haven't played it in 20 years. Touch the sound inside our new world. You and I make tracks across the sands. Time that cannot touch us is a flowing out towards the water's edge around. That I was someone else could never even cross our mind out here. Please don't say this all must end, or even that I thought it might. Quickly I'll forget this part I can. This is a different place. This is a different place, different up here, as music that laughs at your graves when we escape, tumbling somewhere, anywhere away from hopelessness made out of stones, where people crawl inside and warm themselves on noise and electricity and songs that burn on the inside. This is a different place. This is a different place. Never alone, never alone, never alone, never alone, never alone, never alone. Never alone, never alone.
That was really beautiful, really lovely. Thanks for that. So, you've come in to help us talk about John Peel a bit, and what are your memories? How did you first meet him?
Slightly accidental, well, slightly unintended was our meeting, because we played in 1992 on the NME stage at Glastonbury, mm-hmm. Which was the second stage before then, but that year they renamed it the NME stage. And they got John Peel in to be the announcer,
right,
on stage.
Yeah.
We were one of the first bands on the Sunday morning, was it?
Yeah.
And which in itself is sort of a struggle at a festival, because this kind of idea that you're going to have, you know, a crazy Saturday night and everything is slightly sort of, mm-hmm, you know, dampened by the notion you have to play at 11 o'clock the next morning or whatever it was.
Yeah, God, that's early.
So we went on stage. Yeah, second stage, and the NME stage is about 11 o'clock, and John Peel stood at the side and watched us. And as we finished and as we walked off, he kind of came over to us and said, I was going to introduce you, I'm here to do the announcements. And so we sort of like blew that one. We kind of missed that opportunity to have him say, ladies and gentlemen, here, mm-hmm, you know, which would have been a real special thing. But as it was, I think he really enjoyed what we did, and he stood there and he watched the whole thing and he got really into it. He invited us to come and do a session, which we went and did 2 days later at Maida Vale on the 30th of June.
That's very short notice, isn't it?
Which was Patrick's birthday.
It was, yeah.
Great. How amazing. So you had to hoof it up to London and...
Yeah, to this amazing old kind of Art Deco building, Maida Vale, mm-hmm, with loads of long corridors in there and... Mm. It's all crumbling and falling apart. A really amazing place to be.
Is it?
Yeah. I remember walking along the corridor, because there's a lot of hanging around to do in music, as we all know, and I went off sort of exploring around Maida Vale, and I looked through one door and there was like a 100-piece orchestra with it sort of like recording probably some very obscure Radio 3 music, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw the guy tap his stick on the... sort of whatever.
The baton.
Yeah. And then it just went, it was the first time I'd ever heard a whole orchestra. It completely blew me away.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, that sounds really great.
And it is just this big labyrinthine sort of building where you can walk down corridors for miles,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and get completely lost and have absolutely no idea where you are. So you will sort of stumble across little kind of
amazing
laboratories of music,
yes,
that are like,
yeah,
the kind of radiophonic workshop and things,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that. With, and it almost feels as though there are people wandering around in white coats and,
right,
sort of making sonic experiments.
It sounds like being on another planet or something. It sounds really,
yeah, it was great.
Well, what was great was that it's, you know, the whole notion of the BBC and this, it has this real sort of veneer of respectability and this real institution, but actually there was some quite sort of subversive stuff going on in there, because we were doing, you know, John Peel session, which we were actively encouraged to play almost sort of out there, for want of a better word, tracks. And like Pad says, the orchestra was probably making some sort of impenetrable avant-garde sort of late night Radio 3 stuff.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. And so it sort of had this sort of weird double edge to it, being on the one hand being sort of very respectable, but also being, you know, a pretty cool place to
be making
music.
Yeah, it's cutting edge and having stuff that's really different.
And that was, I guess, I suppose, what John Peel represented within the BBC.
Oh,
so
very
it
much,
sort of,
summed
up quite accurately. Really.
It's quite hard to kind of imagine what it was like then for people these days, because, you know, you didn't really get on the radio. There was only like 8 DJs that anyone knew in the whole world, you know. So it was and he was a bit like your granddad or something, or a really nice old uncle. But he was also like this untouchable sort of presence, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And to be there was amazing. And these days, when you can just, all you got to do is, you know, be able to pick up a guitar and you're on YouTube.
Yes.
It's really hard for people to understand what it meant to actually be going there.
Yeah.
And to be part of it, you know, it felt like
absolutely
a big thing.
Quite a privilege, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Did he sit in on your sessions?
No, he doesn't sit in on them.
Okay.
No.
Because there were sessions going on most days of the week, because he did a lot. He put a lot of sessions out, so he obviously wouldn't have gone there.
Right.
So it almost added to this sort of status of being this sort of mythical, sort of slightly mysterious bloke whose presence was there, but he wasn't there. There was
I
just
remember writing him a note in felt tips. Like all different coloured felt tips. Dear John, thank you very much, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
A long, rambling, kind of colourful...
That we gave him with a DAT tape that he had to play.
Yeah.
Right. And so you didn't actually meet him again on that. So you did your session, the session got taken away sort of up into the echelons of the BBC somewhere, and then you were played.
Yeah.
But so you didn't actually do any kind of interview with him when he played you.
I don't remember him really interviewing people that much on his show.
Right.
No, he didn't.
He tended to just play the music and would occasionally talk a bit about maybe how he found the band or something like that.
Yeah.
Long story.
I think it was an amazing feeling when you heard his voice, because you knew it from being 14 when you were supposed to be sort of tucked up
asleep
in bed or whatever, but you were actually under the kind of covers with a radio to your ear, and you knew his voice so well. Better than your own dad, really, in many ways.
It's so funny. Everybody has that story, don't they?
Yeah,
it seems like everyone, when they talk about listening to John Peel, everyone of, you know, this certain generation, kind of talk about being under the covers listening to him. You just...
Yeah, well, we had to go to bed early, you know?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Those were the days. Okay, so what are we going to do next? Are we playing...
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
And you're listening to Stephen Roof on the BCFM show on BCFM Radio 93.2. It's John Peel Day. Our special guests, Patrick and Alex, will be back with us shortly to play another track live. In the meantime, we're going to play some David Bowie and have a listen to the voice at the end of this track.
Stay in my lover's story. If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. And you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought some things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules on what to say to people if they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you grow a pretty cookie too. If you stay in a lover's story, won't you stay? You won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing.
ever have to go to school, remember what they did to this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cads. I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. And we'll watch the crazy people race around. Will you stay in the lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of gooks hung up on romancing.
Supposed to hear the voice of John Peel after that one, but didn't quite happen. But not to worry, he does introduce this next song though. It's David Bowie again, one of his many live BBC sessions, and on especially that he did lots of John Peel shows, studio sessions, and John Peel's Top Gear show as well.
When you get to the top of the mountain, perhaps where a young man could be. Then you jump back down to the rooftops, look out across the town, think about all of the strange things circulating round.
Okay, so that was David Bowie singing It Ain't Easy. And now we're back in the studio. We've got Patrick Duff and Alex Lee playing for us live. So, Patrick, you did your John Peel session back in 92, and then you did another one, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
When did you do that?
That was in 93.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, did you do that in the shed, or...?
In the shed?
Yeah, in John Peel's shed in his house, at his home.
No, that was at Maida Vale as
okay,
well. Yeah, it's in the same place.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. And what did you play there? Do you remember?
So here we go, it's written down here. A song called Quiet Day.
Mm-hmm.
This song that we're about to play now, called All Because of You, mm-hmm. was one of the ones that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And another couple of tracks, Walls was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was called Frozen.
This is... This is the one we did. We had a slightly different lineup.
Oh yeah.
Because our guitarist, I think we got this one again at short notice, didn't we?
Yeah.
And our guitarist, Jazza, had just met this girl from LA,
mm-hmm.
and had fallen hopelessly in love with her, and was spending every available spare moment with her.
Yeah.
Disappeared off. So we got our mate Angelo Braschini, who came in to play second guitar for us, because basically on a Peel session they liked you to play live.
Right.
They didn't like you to do many overdubs. It was fine to do the vocals again or something like that, or to do anything extra special that you had, but basically we had to play live, so we had to recruit Angelo, who's a brilliant guitar player,
mm-hmm.
and we got him to play some insane flamenco madness on this next track, just because he could.
Right, okay, that sounds really good.
That's the kind of guitarist he is, so yeah, that's... Jazza missed out on that one, and he didn't get his royalties.
Probably did, knowing him, though.
Yeah, he probably got all the rest of our royalties. <didn't
he>? Yeah. Nice one, that sounds good. Well, shall we have another bit of music from you guys, or are you ready for it?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Bristol Community FM, 93.2.
Of innocent reflection, living in the water and the sound. I will play my music while you're sleeping. You will wake and take me by the hand. Wonder of this moment sometime later, frozen by the change inside my head, and all because of you, and all because of you, and all because of you. And all because of you. Sing or stare across the ocean, shout or cry beneath the various skies, walk around in circles till I'm dying, make the shapes a custom while I hide. serenade each time. The songs that kept me living in a strange world no longer hold a radiance in my eyes, and all because of you. 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 And all.
Absolutely brilliant. Patrick and Alex from Strangelove performing live in the studio on the John Peel Day on the Stephen Roof Show. So, guys, just to sum up, your thoughts on John Peel, but what have you got to say about him?
He was really, really helpful and important to us as a band, and so we'll ever, you know, forever be grateful for that. Felt like you were sort of slightly touched by Hand of God or something, if Peel liked you as a band, because it's tough enough trying to get a band off the ground, however good you are. And he was just, it was just brilliant to get a session from him. So, yeah, that's, I suppose he'll always have a sort of special place to us for that.
I think there's a kind of spirit of music that's not in all music that's made. Some music's just of its time. Some music has a spirit, and I think John Peel was able to feel that. I think he knew and understood what loads of different music has in common, which is a kind of spirit running through it. And he could hear that, and that's what he put on his show, and that's what he supported. And that music isn't always commercial, and it isn't always what the everyday person wants to hear, but he heard it and he put it out there, and he made a stand, you know. He made a kind of stand for what he believed in, I think. And I think that's why he'll live on. Whereas a lot of other people will rot in their graves and no one will ever speak about them again.
I think that sums up John Peel. Guys, thank you both very much indeed for coming in today. It's pleasure. Been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been Thanks. Great to be here, Steve.
ECFM nice to see you, is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
Do you ever get the idea that DJs care more about the sound of their own voice than the music they play?
Surely not.
Or do you get fed up with hearing the same tunes played over and over again?
Yes.
BCFM's John Peel Day, Monday the 11th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Keeping it real, keeping it Peel.
Something for you to look forward to. Jot it down in your diary now.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol a voice.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll make you so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll make you so lonely, I could die. is crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely, I'll make you die. Tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
Yes, of course, Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel. And Ruth's going to tell us a little bit from the autobiography about that track.
Yeah, Elvis had a massive impact on John Peel back in 1956 when he first heard him. He says that Elvis was the defining moment in his life, which you can fully understand because Elvis kind of crashed onto the scene with and just kind of blew everything else out of the water, really, that was happening at the time. So... he also, there's a funny little thing that he says in his autobiography about Heartbreak Hotel in particular, and he said that it had the effect on me of a naked extraterrestrial walking through the door, stark naked, and announcing that he was going to spend the rest of his life with him. And yeah, it's a good little quote, isn't it? I thought that was really funny. He just felt that, you know, there was something that was just going to change his world, and it really did. And that was Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes, indeed. And moving on to the Four, who apparently, according to the autobiography and everything we've researched on the internet, was John's favourite band,
yes.
The Four. And we're going to play a Four track in a few minutes' time after Bruce told us about the Four. Have you lost your notes, my dear?
I've got my notes. Yeah, they were first seen by John's producer, John Walters, at the time in May 78. And John Walters was really, he and John Peel were sort of a fantastic team together eventually. I think at the beginning they rubbed each other up a bit, but once they became friends, they just worked as a great team. So John Walters offered The Fall a session, which they recorded in May 78. And from then on, John Peel just played them all the time. And he was absolutely infatuated with this band. Apparently, he had a little section in his sort of special room where he kept all, you know, catalogued all his records. He had a section just entirely devoted to The Fall. It was like a little sort of shrine to them, really. And, yeah, he just loved them. So here they are. Welcome! Was the Four, 15 Ways to Leave Your Man. And yeah, that was great. Quite enjoyed that.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
I'm Steve Parkhouse on BCFM's John Peel Day. My show from 1 p.m. will feature some of John's favourite music. Plus, Caroline Martin talking about her numerous John Peel sessions and performing live in the studio. BCFM's John Peel Day, Monday the 11th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Keeping it real, keeping it peel.
Bristol Community FM 93.2. Your voice, your choice.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to Stephen Roof on John Peel Day. Still to come, a live session from Caroline Martin and some more lots and lots of great music and some more quotes from John Peel's autobiography.
You are listening on BCFM 93.2 FM. It is your voice and choice.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in